Blog Talk Radio.
We want to thank God for all of you who are joining us by way of the Blog Talk today. We thank God for you and for you, everyone. I bless you. We're aware that we have many, many leaders on this line, and we certainly want to treat you with respect. God bless you. Yeah, my Lord, this is a great day to give God praise. The sun is shining bright, and we just thank God for what he's done, what he's going to do, and how he's blessing. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is fine that we try to bless everyone. We try to have compassion on everyone. We're not a mind that we try to push people down with backward mentality. No, this is a line where we try to pull everyone up. Excuse me. We try to pull everyone up, and this is a meat line with porterhouse steaks. Amen. A line that we get the truth. Amen. And this is a line where we try to help you in your unbelief. Amen. The man said to Jesus, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. If you have the faith,
West Airways jet ditched at safety.
As a grain of mustard seed, you'll be able to believe God for miracles. So that's what we are trying to get for you. We're trying to get new miracles. Every day, new miracles. His mercy is anew every morning, and we try to get new miracles for those who need miracles. People are going through nowadays like never before. We pray for those down there in Orlando who are so grieved the loss of their loved ones. And people going through all kinds of situations everywhere. And this is the prayer line. It's not a gossip line, although we want to know which way to pray. Amen. But this is a prayer line. And we just greet you and thank you. I realize that many of you, this is your church. Amen. And we try to give you some meat from church. Amen. This is a line for people who are not baby Christians. We have a youth prayer line on Tuesday and Thursday for you, those adults who want to eat sincere meat. Amen. The milk, we offer the milk. But this is a line to you. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do greet you this morning, Lord, and with a thanksgiving in our heart. We know that it's one of the most tremendous and ultra-awesome blessings to be chosen and to be adopted by you, God. You have always looked after your children, and being your child entitles us to so many things, to all of your promises. And we just thank you for it. We bless your holy name and ask the Lord if there's anything that we've done to offend you, please forgive us and help us to step higher, we pray. Bless this prayer line and bless all your people on here in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord, and we thank you and praise you for all things that you've done. We ask that you lift every heavy burden. And that you would lighten every heavy load. Give peace in the midst of the storm. Give grace and give mercy. Look on those who are less fortunate. Bless them, Lord. Help them, Lord. And let there be some type of word or something said on here, some way, to encourage them and to take them to another level. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray that you would supply the every need for people on this First Fruits prayer line. That you would, those who need financial blessings, that you would shake the chunk tree. As I know that you have so many times and sent blessings to people who didn't even know where they were coming from, but they came because of you, God, and we thank you for it. Oh, God, every time we think about our heart, 72 times a minute, oh, God, and over 3,420 or 4,320 it makes us become more grateful to you. Now bless us today. Look on those in prisons and those behind foreign walls in foreign prisons. And bless your people all over. In Jesus' name. Look on these businesses, Lord, that are going under filing bankruptcy. And I want you to help them, God. They don't know what to do. So many businesses have been around for 100 years, and now they're filing bankruptcy. God, I ask you to help them. Don't let them take their lives, but let them look to you for even a brand new day. Now bless. We love you, Lord. Again, we say that, and we appreciate you for everything you've done. Look on every person on this line, and look on every prayer prayed, and every inspirational message, and every, Lord, praise report. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank you, Lord, for it. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Mm. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Can y'all understand me, hear me? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to
good
you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
God bless you. Amen. Can everybody speak to the Lord? Amen. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good
morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so real. And I'm going to open up the line to all of you this morning who want to give him a praise. I found out in seeking the Holy Ghost that the Holy Ghost will not come upon you nor come up into anybody's life unless you want him more than anybody or anything in the world. Amen. He's a gentleman. He will not force himself up on anyone. You got to want the Holy Ghost. And he wants you to want him in your life. Therefore, he looks upon your praise many times. He wants you to want to praise him. He doesn't want you to feel forced to praise him. But the those who, because he won't receive that praise anyway. But the those who want to praise the Lord and can realize how good the Lord has been to you, then he's ready to receive your praise. The praise check is to see what level your praise is on. Amen. I know my voice is kind of a little crackly this morning, but my praise is still high. Amen. Because of his goodness and his kindness, oh my God, to me. I found out, oh my God, as I looked in last night, and found out that we blink eyes, oh my God, around 1,200 times an hour. And if we didn't blink our eyes, our retina and pupil would become dry and scratchy, and it would create a dimness in our eyes. Amen. But who you think, when he made the body, gave you the automatic blinking of your eyes, knowing that you needed to blink your eyes to keep your eyes moist? Who do you think did that? And yet you never think about it, but yet you're blinking your eyes about 1,200 times an hour. Amen. Oh my God. He deserves your praise. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line for those who want to praise him, because he's not going to receive the praise of those who don't. Amen. But if you want to praise him, the line is open to you. Let's do a praise check right now. And let's start praising God. Praise check, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The line is open to anyone else. Anyone want to talk about that? The weapons. Do you have a weapon? With your child, the devil trying to kill your child, trying to kill your son or kill your daughter. If you don't fight with your warfare, Satan may destroy your child. Didn't you talk about this? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Mm-hmm. You got to have some weapons in this day and time, but spiritual weapons. Have you noticed that when people, it's not like it used to be, when people get in fights nowadays, they don't fight with their fists. Yeah, pull out machetes. You can't hardly mess with nobody on the highway now because these folks are crazy. Yeah, they'll pull over and reach in the glove compartment and pull out their gun and try to blow you away. Amen. They are on the edge. You can't hardly push people at all because they are absolutely crazy. What happened in Orlando? Amen. It is a terrible day. But we have something greater within us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And that greater, oh, my God, has never lost a battle. Mm-hmm. When we go to him and allow him to really fight for us and put it in his hands, our weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, they're spiritual. And God can defeat any foe as he's done throughout the ages. Never lost the battle. And when we're fighting for Jehoshaphat, when the Moonites and all the dykes and ikes came against the children of Israel, when they went to God and called on their weapons of their warfare through God, God sent a messenger to say, to tell them that the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Your weapons of your warfare are not carnal. But I'm going to pull down these strongholds. And you won't have to lift a hand. You won't have to lift a finger. And when they got up the next day and went out there toward their enemies, there were dead bodies all over the field everywhere. Don't tell me God can't fight your battle. And don't tell me God can't make a way. And even when you're going through a financial storm, these folks, Jehoshaphat and his children of Israel, all they simply did was walked among their enemies who were already slain and took up the carnage. They took up all the spoil. Amen. And it amounted, I believe, to millions of dollars among that great vast army. Amen. And all they did was put their weapon of their warfare, which was not carnal, but it was through God, and allow God to fight the battle. Before they knew it, they were victorious through God. He pulled down every stronghold. He cast down every imagination, and he cast down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And he brought into captivity every thought to those people out there who were against God's people and to the obedience of Christ. My God, don't tell me what God can do, because I know he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Amen. I'm opening the line to you. Come on, let's talk about 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, 10 and 5. The line is open to you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Good morning to you. Am I trying to say something? Let me just encourage those who are in foreign countries today. I want to tell you, the Lord can fight your battle. What is it that you need? He's able to supply your every need. And I know if you're a Christian, as I experienced when I went overseas and many times, and they don't want you really to really talk about Jesus in some countries. And you've got to depend on the Lord. Your weapons of your warfare, the weapons of your warfare cannot be carnal because they got bigger guns. They got bigger knives. But ain't nobody bigger than God. Amen. I said that some time ago when the mortgage companies who thought they were so big that nothing could hurt on them, and they were misusing people with mortgages all over the country. And I got tired of it, got on my knees, and said, Lord, this, what is it, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, I said, they are misusing people with mortgages. And God, they misuse your son now. And I'm asking you, they think they're so arrogant, so big, that nobody can touch them. And I'm asking you to fix it for me. And it wasn't but 2 weeks later that I heard that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, I heard they had gone under and filed bankruptcy. Your weapons of warfare are not go through God. You're able to pull down that stronghold. I don't care. If you got the utility company who's misusing you, get on your knees and tell God all about it. And before you know it, God can fix that thing for you. I don't care how big they think. Can't nobody touch them. Can't nobody control. God can. God's bigger than they are. And you got a weapon which is not carnal, but God, Jehovah God Almighty, who can fix it for you. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else want to say something on that? The line's open to you. All right. God bless you. Let's move here. Amen. I was just thinking about today. I believe it's Sister Sharon Darden's birthday today. Amen. We're going to celebrate her at the close of this prayer line today. She, Ambassador Sharon Darden, is her birthday. I believe I'm correct on that. But we certainly want to remember her. Amen. And then what fast day is this? Anybody know? I believe this is day 48 of our 80th day fast that this prayer line is on. Amen. Join us today. I mean, if you haven't joined us any other day, join us today. And if you join us on other days, join us today. This is day 48. We're going from 12 midnight today, earlier this morning, to 3 o'clock this afternoon. Day 48 of this 80-day fast of this prayer line is on. Come on, let's seek the Lord. That's what happened in Matthew, the 17th chapter. There was a boy who threw himself into the flood, into the fire first, and then the flood, and they called him a lunatic. The disciples could not cast him out. That demon out. But when Jesus came on the scene, he said, "Oh, ye of little faith," and cast the demon out of the boy. And they asked him, "Why could we not cast the demon out of him?" And Jesus answered and said, "These guys," he said, "because of your unbelief, first of all." And then he said, "These guys go down by nothing but by prayer and fasting." Amen. We're praying on this line. Amen. And we are fasting on this line. Amen. Day 48, in the name of Jesus. Join us because we want you to even go up stronger with your spiritual warfare. Amen. God bless you. All right. I want to ask somebody who hears my voice and has compassion. Amen. Why don't you get a few praise reports for us. Anybody?
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Johnson. This is Ambassador Stern. I will get the praise reports. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I do honor you on this morning to our Chief Ambassador, Lord God Johnson. Amen. To the beautiful woman of God, Lady Dr. Ambassador Betty Johnson, all of the ambassadors on the line, all of the beautiful saints, all of the ambassadors elects, and just the entire body of Christ. I do apologize for not coming in on the word. My testimony this morning, amen, look like I just can't even shake it loose. I've been oversleeping every day on the phone since I've been back. I've been on that plane for 6 times in the past 2 weeks. I've been in the air coming up, coming down, and even on the ship, and I believe I'm still just a little jet lag and just a little seashore. Amen. I won't use the word sick, but just getting my body back together. And I do believe I needed that sleep, and if I didn't need it, God wouldn't allow me to sleep. I didn't sleep over. I just felt like I needed the rest. I'm just coming on the line. I heard the line, but I'm just really waking up. But I do thank God for another day. And it does bother me when I cannot come in and talk about the word of God, because we need the word of God. Oh, my God, I just don't like to be silent on God, because he's been so good to me. I was up in the praises last night until I don't know how long. Oh, my God, I left my own service with praises, and oh, my God, I prayed so last night until my husband just had to take me and put a coat around me and just tell me to sit down a while. I tell you, the anointing of God just overwhelmed me and took me over. I love that when you look at the things I ministered on Psalm 46 last night, and when you look at the things around us and see what is going on, God is still in control, and I honor God for that. No matter what is going on, God is still good, and he's still in control to know that he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? I know the enemy is raging, but yet it's still, amen, I'm safe in the arms of the Lord. I'm safe, amen, in the Lord, amen. And I honor that. I tell the Lord that I thank him on this morning for just starting me on my way. I could have been dead a long time ago. I could have not even landed out of all them flights that I've taken. I could not even came off of that cruise that we had, but I'm here today. I could not even have made it, amen, driving a car, amen, but I'm here by the grace of God, and I just want to tell the Lord to forgive me for anything that I've done against him that offended him. Oh, God, I love you this morning. I thank you this morning. Amen. Would you all just give the Lord a few praises with me this morning before we even do the praise report? Can we say thank you,
thank
Jesus,
you.
Just for
thank
a little
you,
while?
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You,
God.
Thank
give
you,
God the glory. Give
thank
him
the
praise.
You,
give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you all so very much. Amen. I just love to talk about the Lord. And one little thing before I open up the line for praises. You know, there are a lot of saints, there are a few saints, let's say that, that are bold. And they'll talk about their past. They'll talk about that they've been in the world. They'll talk about I've been, amen, in a street woman, or I was a drug dealer, I was on drugs. They'll talk about it. And we'll listen to it, and we'll thank God for their deliverance. But the majority of us won't even talk about what God brought us through. Hallelujah. The pride set in us. You're not that anymore. Amen. So you can talk about it and say, look what the Lord has brought me through. And it was nobody but the goodness of the Lord. I don't know where I would have been if it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord. My 20s and my 30s was something else. But thank God he delivered me from it all, and I bless him on today. Amen. You could be born in the church. Amen. But we have a growing stage that we go through, every last one of us, and I know that. Amen. To touch the things of the world that we should not have touched. But thank God he brought us back to ourselves. And when we did get out of trouble, I know, I'm speaking for myself, that I promise the Lord that I won't look back at sin never again. And I bless him again, and I bless him over and over and over and over and over and over again. Praise the Lord. I know what God has done for me, and I know what he's doing for me now, and I know my future look brighter, and I thank him today. God bless you all is my prayer, and I open the line for you on this morning, amen, to talk and to brag about the Jesus that I serve, that we all serve, amen. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The line is open to you. You're on the line. Anyone with a praise report?
Good morning. This is Pastor Lake Peterson. Thank God for what's coming out tonight. Even though I didn't sleep last night, but he still wanted to be telling me. I thank God for being so good a few days ago. I just declared blue sky when the wind wasn't blowing anything. And my electric wires went through my house. And it could have set my house afire. The guy was in control. He was watching on me. So when I had to call him, make the comment, he said, you're so blessed. He said, you're lucky that I knew I was blessed. He said, because your house could have caught a fire because the wire was on the ground, the floor, and burning the grave. So I thank you, praise God. I was like, that's a couple of days. But I thank God, praise God, that he kept me and still keep me, you know. I'm trying to do it. He's going through a lot right now, but God is still keeping me, and I know he's with me all the time. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone, whatever. But I know God is still there. He's never leave. He said he'll never leave you, forsake you. And I know that, so I just like to praise God for what he is to me.
For
what he's
doing
to me, what he's going to do. I just want to keep my family watching over them. And I just thank God and to pray. God, that one Sunday, I'm bringing all the Savior and his family. And I know he's going to do it on his time. His time, not my time, my time, not his time, but I want him to save him now. But he will when it's time. So he'll save me. I thank you, praise God, because God is good. Because ain't nobody like God. Everybody needs nothing but God, but what needs to be done, praise God. So I thank you, praise God. My hope is in Jesus, no matter what. My hope is in Jesus. And I thank God today. God bless you today. What I'm praying this morning.
Well, God bless you, Ambassador. Let Mother Peterson, what an awesome praise report. Amen. And I know you live, we're in an area where the, amen, the winds and the storms are trying to come in. Amen. And I certainly thank God that I got a new roof on my, well, it's not new, but it's just 2 years old on my house. Amen. So the wind won't blow us away. God bless you. Amen. And keep on praising the Lord, Ambassador-elect Mother Peterson. Is there a another praise report? You're on the line.
To our national Ambassador Johnson, to you, Ambassador Stern, to Dr. Lady, Ambassador Betty, I just want to thank the Lord for all that he has done for me. On last Thursday, I had surgery, but the Lord has brought me through. I testified to this yesterday. I just kept right on going, even though I'd had the surgery. I was out for one day, and God has blessed me so great. This is Ambassador Lacey in Waukegan, and I'm so grateful to the Lord for Mary's mission. I tell you, the Lord is doing a new thing, and I thank him. And I want you all to know that Bishop Bonner is doing very well. He's doing good. I have him in hospice. The bishop is coming to church every day to prayer, and he was there Sunday, and he was there Sunday night, even though I was not there. But I got the report that he's doing excellent, and I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for you, Pastor Stern. Thank you for your prayers and your concern.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Lacey. I certainly thank God for you. I love you with the love of the Lord and not ashamed to tell nobody, amen, what you mean to me in my life. I honor you on this morning, and I certainly thank God that he brought you out of, he did it again. Let's say that God, he showed up and he did it again. God bless you is my prayer, and amen. Bishop Bonner is always on our heart and always in our prayers. God bless you again and again. Amen. Is it another one with a praise report? You are on the line.
Good morning. This is Lily Garnett, area code 773. Thank God.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Stern. I thank God for congratulating. I want to just congratulate you for your newly appointed position, Mother of the Nation. I miss you, Mother Stern. I miss you, Ambassador Stern.
Well, I haven't been anywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm always on the line, but sometime I yield to others. Go ahead with your praise report. Amen.
I thank God just for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind. I thank God for all the many blessings he has restored for my soul. I thank God for even I have this respiratory problem, but the Lord over through the years and the winter, the Lord just He just gave me strength to go through and all my trials and tribulation. I just thank God. I just want to praise God for all that he has done to me. I give glory and honor to God.
Well, thank you so very much, and I do believe you're probably talking about when I went away on vacation into the conference. Amen. I had to correct myself on that, but I'm still in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is a blessing to hear you as well, and God bless you, beautiful woman of God. Is there another praise report you on the line? Another praise report? I know that there were some praisers in the background.
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for my life, my health, and my strength. I do give honor to Chief Ambassador Johnson and to the Mother of the Nation. God bless you, Ambassador Stern. Congratulations to you. I just thank God for being God because he is mighty in my life. Indeed, I just praise him because I take on the strength that he has given me, realizing that it's nothing on my own, that without him I could do nothing. Just having to do and make a lot of decisions, but yet I feel the strength of God. And I have to stop and check myself and think, am I able to do this? Yes, I am. I know that prayers are going up. And truly, I thank God, because he is the God of my salvation. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, I'm so grateful on today. He allowed me to see another day. Clothe me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Being clothed for my mind and activities of my limbs. I thank him for renewed mercy on today. Truly, God is good, and I am grateful. I just ask you to be praying for me. I love the Lord. And I know he loves each and every one of us. Be blessed.
Amen. God bless you. You're such a strong, strong soldier in the Lord. I just embrace you of your anointing that God has placed in you. I just love to hear you testify and talk about the goodness of the Lord. Be encouraged, woman of God, and know that we love you so very much. You mean so much to the first prayer line. God bless you is our prayer. Is there another praise report on the line? You know,
this,
I can...
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for all the things that he has brought me through. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you as well. I had the privilege of seeing, amen, my second time embracing Sister Lucille, and she's definitely a sweet young lady. God bless you is our prayer, and just stay in God and see, won't God work out every problem that you have. He is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. God bless you all. Is there another praise report?
Yes,
amen.
And Mother Wilson.
I praise God this morning for life and how the Lord woke me up and how he gave me a good night's sleep. And it's worth, you know, that is worthy to give God praise, because I could not have woken up this morning. But we are glad that the Lord has kept us. And I'm kind of sturdy moving this morning. The reason why I'm not on either one of the lines that has been open. But I'm glad to say I praise God for life. Pray for me.
Well, God bless you. You always give a praise report, and God hears it, and we hear it. Amen. It is just a privilege and an honor to even hear you, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson. You are truly a jewel among us. God bless you. Amen. I just like encouraging and encouraging one another. Amen. And I like, amen, to just draw that out of you all, what you got inside of you. Amen. God bless you again. It's prayer. Is there another praise report?
Good morning.
Another praise report?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Is this Sister Mike Knight?
Yes, it is.
Bless your beautiful heart. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and I got a new puppy yesterday.
Well, praise the Lord.
Her name is Chloe.
Oh, my God. Ambassador Steph has a little puppy named Chloe.
Yeah, she's half Maltese and half Chihuahua. She's so cute.
Well, the Lord said if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. That's not one of my desires. I was raised up with dogs all my life. We call them Sooners. Amen. They was, amen, at the back door barking. So I don't knock nobody what pet they like. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I had my time with dogs. So I encourage you, if that is the desire of your heart and you love that dog, amen. And I'm not against pets. I won't mistreat them or what have you. I have squirrels waiting on my trash every morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Sister Mike Knight, God bless you, and that's company to you. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, company to me. Yes, ma'am. You're
amen.
Right.
Amen. It's company to you. If I was living alone, I would have to have a dog, but I don't have a dog, but I'm not stopping nobody for what they like to have. Amen. God bless you. Is there anything else you want to share with us this morning?
One other thing. I don't have any children, so she's my child.
Amen. God bless you. You need to come to the First Fruit Prayer Line Conference. There's a lot of children. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I must have gave out about $50 to kids. Amen. Just to love them. Amen. But God bless you. Amen. You can adopt me as one of your children. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. I'll do that. I will do that. You're my
amen.
God.
Amen. God bless. It's a lot of us on here that, amen, can stand a little bit more love. Amen. God bless you, Sister Mike Knight. I just love you. But I, before you go off, I want you to say what you always say. I love you all. Come on, tell me.
I love you all. Y'all all have a blessed day.
Amen. I hear that every day in my spirit. Amen. What part of the country are you from with that accent?
From Texas.
Amen. Well, you sure got it. Amen. God bless you. It was our prayer. Amen.